Raise your hand. Raise your voice for immigration reform now.
These nuns on the bus are on a nationwide tour. They drew a lot of attention last year campaigning against a Republican budget plan. Sister Simone Campbell says they now want millions of undocumented immigrants in America to be allowed to stay.
We must step back from fear. A democracy cannot work on fear. What we have to do is look with clear eyes at what our past is. Our past is beautiful because of immigration.
Campbell says many of the people these Catholic sisters minister to are undocumented foreigners who work in America's service sector.
We also see every day the contribution that immigrants make to our society, how they work in the most menial tax office.
The pathway to citizenship for 11 million people in our nation.
It could be argued that these progressive women are preaching to the choir. But conservative evangelical leaders are preaching the same message.
Come, you who are blessed by my Father.
This ad is part of a scripture-based campaign that argues immigration reform is a moral issue.
I was a stranger, and you welcomed me.
Reverend Samuel Rodriguez says 30-40% of the congregants in Hispanic churches are undocumented.
So deporting 11 million people may very well be deporting the Hispanic church, which in essence, at the end of the day, looking at the conversion rate, we may very well be deporting the future of American Christianity.
Indeed, recent surveys show that fewer young Americans are joining religious organizations. But Mark Tooley of the Conservative Institute for Religion and Democracy says support for immigration reform won't win churches new Latino members.
I'm a skeptic in terms of thinking that because some white Anglo evangelicals speak out in behalf of a legalization process for illegal immigrants, that therefore immigrants are going to be attracted to their churches.
Recent surveys have found that most evangelicals do favor reform, though they are less supportive than other Americans. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.